Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo, and I got an itchy ball.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Well, just keep that away from me. Keep that away from me. We gotta have a.
Can't expect me to itch it myself.
We got a big week.
Hold on. It's been a week and a half since we recorded.
Yeah, so it's been a big week.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and it sucks. It's just, I don't like to go that long not talking wrestling, but the positive is I didn't see you.
This is true.
I'm just going to stand up here. I'll turn my back here. I'm just going to fix this ball.
I was in a completely different province.
My left one, in case you're wondering.
I was in a completely different province than you.
Yet, itchy.
Yet I still saw you.
Hold on.
I don't know how that, happened. But, we do have to, start off with some sad news.
That's better.
Friend of our show, trained here. Yeah. In Calgary. We had sad to report that WWE has come to terms on the release of Emma.
It was coming. It's back and forth.
One of our favorite, here,
when we're recording this is 8 o'clock?
Something like that, local time.
Western time and 10 o'clock Eastern time on July 3rd, Thursday night. And, after the events of yesterday, I guess they decided that she is... You know, they made the right decision the first time, and that's it. And she's being let go again, I guess. These guys. It's just what I feel bad for is that they can't make up their mind for her.
What are you talking about?
Emma.
Poor Emma. You know, those iPhone chargers. Like, a lot of people don't understand.
That's not what she did.
It's an iPhone charger.
No, it's an iPad case.
Oh, iPad case.
Yeah.
Yeah, iPad case.
Yeah.
That's even worse, actually, because a lot of people don't understand that those iPad cases are $60,000. Mm. And, who gets one?
Or about as much as, in other words, who does get one? I mean, if you had $60,000 to spare, you just get yourself one of those little umbrellas.
That's right.
Yeah.
But, it's unfortunate that the poor girl... I think she was set up. Mm-hmm. I think she was set up. I mean, she's Australian. They don't steal.
No. It's not like that was founded as a whole gang of... Not like a colony of murderers and prisoners and thieves or anything like that. That they settled there or something.
Yeah.
That'd be insane.
Wait a sec. This just in.
What's that?
WWE has rehired Emma.
Here in the last 3 minutes since we started the show?
You know, I never liked her. Emma.
Well, I'm glad for her. You know, I mean, I was worried. I mean...
She's... You know what? The thing
poor
is...
Poor girl. Up and down.
We'll talk about the SummerSlam card more in a little bit, but just the SummerFest card
no, Battleground
in a little
is next.
Bit. Well, we're going to talk about SummerFest in a little bit. But upcoming for the fest, they're already looking to book Emma... for the Divas Championship. They're very confident in her ability. In fact, they think she can steal the show. The show.
The big show?
Maybe. Think he has an iPad case?
Yeah, but what does he put it on?
I don't know. Rectal warts?
Is there anything else you want to talk about, or is that it for the show?
Wrap it up? So in the meantime... Now we do have to talk about some other stuff.
Okay.
Emma's been released.
What?
Emma's been released.
I knew it was going to happen.
See, you never really thought...
You mean since she was being rehired, she's being released again?
What are you talking about?
Okay, well, that's too bad for Emma.
She can join Josh Matthews.
He was released.
He's released. So when does Josh Matthews replace Jeremy Borash as the backstage interviewer in TNA?
I don't know, but I do know that maybe if they're smart, they'll rehire him immediately.
Yeah, I don't get the... Well, if he's willing to take a pay cut.
It's better than zero.
It's true, which is TNA. Apparently, I've seen that TNA has... they've taped all of their shows to 2017. Mm. So,
But if Daniel Bryan wins the championship, they'll call an audible, retape them with Eric Young as champion.
They will. Yeah. Well, and Eric Young will have to get through Snitsky.
And as you know, if Roman Reigns wins the championship, they'll give it to Samoa Joe.
Snitsky.
Langston.
Yes. Or no, they'll give it to, and who else they got? Zeke.
Yeah. Well, they don't. I mean, him and Snitsky were like two shows and then they're done.
Retarded. What a stupid company.
Yeah, but the television's been pretty good the last couple of weeks.
I don't care.
Last couple weeks.
They suck.
Been pretty entertaining.
No future. Yeah. No. Sucks.
And Russo said that he is not working for them. He's adamant about it.
Bro, I have had nothing to do with that, bro.
Well, certainly based on the television last couple of weeks and with the tape, doesn't sound like he's there. No, it's been pretty good. I mean, that's a dumb decision. I have no problem with Snitsky or Zeke being brought in. I have no problem with Snitsky being brought in. Addy? Or I do. Are you practicing for your wedding?
Hey, yo, and I do.
I'd rather do a show with I do. No, I mean, if he's, you know, a mid-card, lower mid-card guy and just used occasionally like a bodyguard role, I have a problem that you put him in the main event and meanwhile you have talented people you bring back in, like, low-key and put them on the lower mid-card.
Yeah, Snitsky and low-key, they're basically the same person, aren't they? I mean, the thing is, with when you get fucking Snitsky.
Look, it's not his fault.
It is not his fault that he sucks. It's his fault that he swallows. But
and that he was hired?
He made a choice. Well, I mean, you can't blame the guy for getting a gig, for getting paid. I mean, no. I mean, if
also not his fault.
But, I mean, you want to get a guy that can be a big, mean, tough guy that can bodyguard someone. And like, there's someone named Shad Gaspard who's, like, 26 and not 87.
He can't be that. He was in WWE like 8 years ago.
Yeah, and he was 14. No, really? Whatever he is, he ain't fucking 37 like Snitsky.
No, I think Snitsky's older than that.
Yeah.
Like, I think Snitsky's 46
or something.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want to see like a 42, 42.
You get Camacho.
You wouldn't want, if you brought back like a 44-year-old guy and put him in a main event slot, Chris Jericho, that would be awful. And I mean, I know you would sit there and talk about how stupid it is, and that would be enough reason to
tell
go
you,
off
the,
on
the
it.
I tell you, the WWE's upper mid card got a hell of a lot stronger there. with the return of Chris Jericho.
And AJ Lee.
Yeah, AJ Lee too could probably, but I mean... No, I mean Snitsky and Zeke fucking need. If you're gonna put like lumbering buffoons around, there's young lumbering buffoons around.
Well, the guy that's out there still that's unbelievably is very good and nobody's used.
And Chavo
is not doesn't have. I don't think has maybe he had a stink on him at one point, but I think it's less than Snitsky or Zeke. I mean Zeke is not that big of a deal because people forget that he was even there.
Talking about David Benoit,
huge, right? He's huge, right? And people forget he was there. Snitsky's a whole other thing. But
David Benoit?
Chris Masters.
Yeah?
Is the guy, right? Like, why is he not being used anywhere for years?
Yeah, I know.
You know? Whatever.
But, I mean, it's... Yeah, you're right. There's... I mean, and...
I expect guys like him to show up at Global Force Wrestling. There's a good chance.
Probably. Well, he did the... he did that that India thing.
Yeah,
with what's his name there with Jared? Sure. So I mean, yeah, I
forgot his name.
Hmm.
It's J E.
Okay.
Double F.
Okay.
J A.
Okay.
Double.
Mm-hmm.
R.
Yep.
E.
Yep.
Double.
Mm-hmm.
I forget.
Yeah. Jeff Giroux is tremendous. I saw him at. I actually saw him fight William Shatner. On the 1995 edition of
Raw. He took bumps for William Shatner, who at the time...
The Roadie did, actually.
Road Dogg did. Roadie at the Road Dogg at the time, like 23. William Shatner at the time, 419.
Yeah.
So, this is worse than Snitsky.
Road Dogg is almost as old as Shad Gaspard.
About the same age.
About the same age. You know, now.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Fucking, did I mention TNA sucks dick? You know what their whole concept of this was? Is that they had to, they were in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So, You know,
I did hear this.
So clearly, everybody in New York loves ECW, mm-hmm. because, you know, that hasn't been fucking shot to death in the ground 50,000 times.
Nope. They're chanting for RVD again.
So we should just do that. And so we can have the Dudley Boys and Tommy Dreamer and who's Al Snow.
Rhino.
Yeah, because that isn't horse shit. Mm-hmm. And then you've got... So then the big idea here, the great idea was that the reason they brought in Zeke and Snitsky was that those are the... When WWE brought back ECW, those were those guys. Mm-hmm. So that's why Dixie brought them back.
Yeah.
Like,
so what's your point?
My point is that Spike should just pull the plug right now.
My point is...
Kill this company.
The TV is actually pretty good, pretty entertaining. And,
kill it.
And, well, they probably are. I mean, the fact that we are into July and they haven't got a new TV deal yet is
they were at those New York tapings some...
That was the thing, though. They wanted to get this huge reaction, and did it work to that crowd? Would those people start? Did it make them... Did it come off well on TV? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, the 300 people they got there were just
they got about 800, but they, woo! I mean, it would hold about 1,000. Yes. And they were papering some of that. That's the part that's really scary.
Whole people.
Yeah. I mean, you bring in, you got, you know, Angle and you got, you know.
Hardys, Dudleys.
Yeah, and you're
Snitsky.
And they're doing a lot of promotion. And you're having trouble filling that building. I mean, you were going 3 days. They did fill the Wednesday was the worst, of course.
Bubba Ray did so much promotion in that New York. He was on that Opie and Anthony, you know. Uh-huh. Would you go back to WWE? In
That's
a heartbeat.
That's not what he said.
In a heartbeat.
That is not what he said. That is not what he said.
What did he say?
I didn't listen to it, I understand that's not what he said.
You understand that's not what he said.
So, well, you heard it, though?
I did.
You're so full of shit. That is not what he said at all. That's been cleared up. That's not what he said.
It's been cleared up.
It's taken out of context.
Dixie said it was taken out of context. She went through a table and broke some bones in her back. Good.
Maybe it was just from fucking AJ.
It could have been. Remember him?
Yeah. She fucked him. Storyline.
Do they even have anybody in TV?
No, but here's the thing. Does that mean she's going to be off TV for a while?
Yeah. That was apparently the going through the table that will air in 2017. Mm-hmm. Is apparently her written off as a character for the time
being. For the time being.
Do they have any...
Until they end up on Sportsnet.
Do they have anybody worth watching
on Fox Sportsnet anymore? Or whatever?
Is it the TV's been pretty good, but has anybody left?
Who's watching?
No, that's wrestling. You have Bobby Lindsay as your champion.
Look, they have a much smaller roster, but the roster is still pretty talented. It's just, it's a smaller roster.
Who do they have, though?
It's hard not to be stale when you do that.
You got no Bad Influence. You got no AJ Styles. I guess Samoa Joe is technically still there.
Yeah,
you got Angle can't wrestle. So,
well, fuck it. Let's go to the website right now. Let's look up their roster.
Let's look up their roster. Let's see. I bet you we're going to have people that haven't been around for like years on
their roster. Oh, there's going to be those guys on there, yeah.
Because they're awesome.
But they have, what's his name? Sucks. Gunner, and who's the guy who's in the...
Hummer.
Guy who's in the Mental Institute.
What?
Sam Shaw or something.
Oh, fuck. Sam Shaw. Good for them.
Yeah, they got
good
him.
Good for them. So they've
they're on their way to turning themselves around.
So, yeah, there you go. Why didn't you just... You should have just been like... When I asked you, you should have just been like, Sam Shaw.
And guess what's the first thing on the
I know.
Website?
Can Samuel Shaw be trusted? What are the implications? Where will Samuel
Shaw... Don't go to roster. Go to Rustler roster.
That's the thing. Oh, they have Bobby Roode.
They have Bobby Roode. He's babyface now. Babyface turn, I'm pretty good.
So who's worth watching here?
They have
the Wolves are good.
The Wolves, Lashley.
Okay, so no, the Wolves.
Well, they have Lashley. You can't say they don't. They still have
Abyss sucks dick. Austin Aries is good. Bobby Roode is good. Mm-hmm. Bram sucks dick.
No, actually, Bram's not bad at all. You haven't seen him. He's pretty good.
His name is fucking Bram.
He's British.
Give a fuck. Sucks dick.
Bram Stoker's Bram Bacula? Sucks dick. You heard of that?
Bram Stoker sucks dick.
Bramus does not suck dick.
Bully
Ray's
okay. Bully Ray's okay. I'll put him
Bully
in the
Ray's very good.
Dave Richards is worth watching. Devon sucks dick.
Not sucks dick, but he's
sucks dick. DJZ.
Pretty good.
Eddie Edwards is good.
Yeah.
Eric Young sucks dick.
No, he doesn't.
Ethan Carter III sucks dick.
No, he doesn't. He's good.
Garrett Bischoff sucks dick.
He's still there? No, he isn't. He's not there.
Gunner sucks dick.
He's actually been fired. I know he has. Gunner does not suck dick. Gunner's all right.
James Storm.
He's very good.
Jeff Hardy sucks dick.
Yep.
Jesse Goddard's
pretty good. He's all right. Kenny King's
good. Kenny
tremendous.
King's good. King Mo sucks dick.
Sucks dick.
Kurt Angle sucks dick.
He does.
Lashley sucks dick.
No, he's all right.
Magnus is in the middle. Mannix sucks dick. Matt Hardy sucks dick.
Well, in prison.
The Menagerie suck dick.
They do suck dick.
Mike Tenay sucks dick.
Well, he's not...
Mr. Anderson sucks dick.
He does.
MVP's in the middle. ODB. Don't even comment. Rampage Jackson sucks dick. Robbie E. sucks
Some of these
dick.
Guys are not really part of this.
Rockstar Spud sucks dick.
He's all right.
Samoa Joe's in the middle.
He's more than
Samuel that. Shaw sucks dick.
He does.
Sonata's in the middle.
He's good.
Taz sucks dick.
He's an announcer. Doesn't
Tigre Uno's okay.
He's pretty good.
And that's it.
So in other words, they have quite a few people, and they're pretty good.
And most of them suck dick.
Yeah, so it's a pretty good roster.
Yeah, of dick suckers. Total nonstop dick suckers.
That would get ratings.
This is like the... Let's look at their alumni.
How many of them
AJ Styles is awesome. Alex Shelley is awesome.
That's
Amazing
true.
Red was okay.
He's pretty good.
Brian Kendrick was awesome.
Yeah.
Chavo
well,
Guerrero...
Not there, he wasn't.
Chavo Guerrero sucks dick.
Yeah.
Just happens to be yours. Chris Sabin was awesome. Chris Daniels was awesome. Okay, Crimson sucks dick.
Crimson does suck dick. I'm surprised...
D'Angelo De Niro was kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
Doc had the potential to be great.
Well, not great, but pretty good.
Yeah. Desmond Wolfe was awesome.
Yeah, but that's not their fault that he had concussions and couldn't wrestle anymore.
No, that's true.
Right? Like, they were using him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doug Williams is great.
Yeah, but he's 700 years old.
Generation Me.
Best. They're the best wrestlers in wrestling.
Hernandez is all right. Homicide was great.
Pretty good. And he's back, I think. It just hasn't aired yet.
No, not till 2016. For
yeah,
that
but
one.
He is back, I believe.
Jay Lethal was great. Jerry Lynn was great.
Maybe 700.
Jesse the Food Stamp Neal. Suck dick. Jesse Sorensen actually can no longer suck dick because he can't bend over that far. Joey Ryan was great. I love Joey Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Kazarian
oh, yeah.
was great.
Yeah.
You know, we got.
There's a lot of guys who can still go there that aren't there. But you know what? Maybe they were too expensive or they didn't see anything in them. Creative had nothing for them.
Yeah. Just
this is not even close to all their alumni. That's the hilarious
no.
thing. I don't even know why these are some of the people.
Some of the people like Taylor Hendricks. Like, yeah. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Jay Bradley.
Yeah.
That's important.
Who was Barry Delso's son? What was his name?
Oh, something Darso.
Yeah, you're a fucking genius. And Rhino is in the alumni, but he's actually there.
Right next to Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the alumni, isn't he there? Yeah.
Yeah, but it hasn't aired yet. And their theory is, if it hasn't aired,
yeah,
it doesn't count.
If a set of Impact tapings fall in the forest...
Does anyone give a shit?
Like, yeah, but Matt Hardy, isn't he on the main roster? Yes,
yeah,
and that hasn't aired.
Hasn't it?
I don't think so.
I think it aired tonight.
Who gives a fuck? This is horrible.
It's not. It's more about the booking, and it's a little better.
The company is horrible. They need
I don't have a strong feeling about their future. Because when you're on...
I do.
When you're on Sportsnet...
The end of their future.
When you're on Fox Sportsnet, you're not going to be doing very well. I'm skeptical they'll be on television.
Yeah.
So, and if that happens, you know, they're done. But that's okay. Hopefully the people on this roster that are talented will get jobs with other companies and do well, and the people that aren't talented will suck dick. And a guy like AJ Styles, yes, he's gone and making like 2-3 times as much money working his own schedule.
Yeah.
So,
and
that tells you something.
And the WWE is about to announce Kenta. when they're on, on their Japanese tour, and they also signed
Prince Devitt.
Devitt as well, right? Yep. So it's all been done. Yep. So, and Kevin Steen looks like he's the same way.
Yep.
And so, I mean, they got these guys, like some of these guys that used to be, like, just go to TNA, like the Samoa Joes and the AJ Styles. And
well,
the
thing is, they're getting these guys, like, they're getting guys like Styles, like Saban, like Lethal. They're getting these guys, but not guys with the TNA stink. They're getting guys who have styles like them and are as good as them in the same style of wrestling.
Yeah.
You know.
Same. And they don't have the taint TNA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a perfect way to describe it. Yeah. Like, you look at who they hire. They hire Kevin Steen and not, you know.
Well, we talked about that months ago, how Ring of Honor is a better developmental proving ground than TNA.
Right? It is. Well, absolutely. But they won't hire anybody from TNA. I mean, but even a guy like Lethal hasn't been in TNA for years, but he's a TNA guy.
Well, I wonder,
you know what? So they haven't hired him. They'll hire Devitt, though, because Devitt's fresh.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things. Being in TNA at all, you better hope you can last there, like Eric Young, for a long time and make a fair living and just be on TV and then you can be maybe like AJ Styles and work independence and get a raise, because the truth is, AJ can't ever end up in WWE because he's a TNA guy.
Yeah,
and they just won't take him.
And he's too old.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
but even if he wasn't, like, Jay Lethal's not too old. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, and I mean, the only guy that I could see staring at this roster right now that WWE would take, maybe, would be Angle.
I think they'd take Jeff Hardy.
Not right away. I don't think
I'm not so sure they wouldn't take Lashley. I think they'd take Jeff Hardy.
I don't think they'd take Lashley, because if they wanted Lashley, they could have had Lashley already.
No, they couldn't have. Lashley really does not like that company and the people who work there.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, then, but I don't think they care, is the thing, too. If they wanted him, they could have him.
They certainly could have made a run for him, and we never heard about that.
There's no interest there.
Yeah, there's no interest either way.
They have Big E Langston.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't need
Lashley. Yeah.
No. But,
you're right. I mean, Bobby Roode's a guy they would have taken at one point.
They wanted Bobby Roode.
And Bobby Roode decided to stay in TNA.
Yeah.
And who knows how he would have made out. But now they won't take him.
I think they will. They'll still take Roode.
I don't think they'll take him anymore.
I could see them still taking Roode.
I don't think so. 34, 35 years old. He's got everything they want. But he's got that TNA.
Maybe it's Taint A. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
they might take Magnus if they get on a British kick and they think
it's not an impossibility. I'll say that
if they got on a British kick again, because I mean that's they got rid of a lot of British guys and Mason Ryans and there's another developmental British guy they got rid of.
The guy who was there, Adrian Neville's partner there.
Yeah, Oliver Gray.
Yeah, that's
So
no, but I mean Angle, and I like that they have Jeff Hardy and Willow on there.
Yeah, yeah. This roster sucks dick.
Okay, so we've talked too much about TNA.
We really have talked about.
Are we done for the show?
Well,
it's so hot in this room.
They've actually.
What the hell are you doing?
WWE's rehired Emma.
Holy shit! Really?
Yeah. So that's good news.
Well, I thought actually she was currently hired.
Nope.
Wasn't she?
No.
Was she had been let go?
She had been let go while we were looking at the TNA roster and has then since been rehired.
Well, they changed their mind quickly on this one.
They did.
That's unusual.
You know, it's a lot of pressure because of, how they didn't release Cameron or Jack Swagger. Because, you know, that had everything to do with it. Because the WWE, you know, they care about what TMZ thinks for 2 hours. I love that.
They don't like that bad.
I love that. People get on that social media thing there, and they're like, well, you know, they couldn't do that after what happened to Swagger. And I'm going, yeah, because they give a fuck.
Actually, they might.
No, they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck about a story that will go on TMZ for 18 hours before it's pushed back to the seventh page.
Oh, I agree that they don't give a... No. They don't like the comparison, but... They know this story was going to blow over. I don't know. I suspect, if I was to make a guess, and she's... I can't remember. Is she hired right now or is she fired?
You know, it's so hard to tell.
Yeah.
So hard to tell. I look forward to her jobbing to Charlotte in NXT, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's already been doing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Permanently, I mean. Which actually...
I suspect somebody who had the power to fire her heard about this, saw the negative reaction. It probably hasn't been there long. It doesn't know that three quarters of the roster is being arrested in some form or another. Had a knee-jerk reaction, fired them. And then somebody went, wait. We don't do that for this type of bullshit.
Yeah.
And she got rehired.
I don't know. At some point it was, but what is Emma? Emma is the lower card act in the lower card division.
Yes,
so,
but it's a really thin division. And she does have more potential than most of the others there.
Sure, but I mean...
She has more potential than...
Swap her out for Sasha Banks, and would anybody notice?
Yes.
No.
She's better and more potential.
Oh, yeah, she is. She's way better being a tag team fucking jobber with Santino.
It doesn't matter about that. It's like, it's the idea, can she... Not where she is right now. It's the idea, where will she be in 2 years?
See, this could be the best thing, though, is if they punish her. This actually could be the best thing of her career because she could get away from this fucking brought up to do this stupid dance and aligned with Santino shit.
That's possible.
And cool their jets on her for a while and then bring her back, you know.
Well, you know, I don't mind the dancing shit. If you're going to do it, but do it well. Do it right. And that's what they've done wrong. They managed to do it well in NXT and then different people knew the gimmick but weren't booking it. Not the same people booking it understood it. Do it on WWE and they didn't do it well.
The thing is, they can't do it well now because what Vince McMahon has ordered cut out of the budget is bubbles. Hmm. Trying to save that $10 million he's trying to save.
Is that what he's trying to save?
Trying to save. Vince is trying to cut $10 million extra. So that was all those releases.
Then they'll be able to last 700 billion years.
You imagine? That'll be awesome. My great-great-grandbabies will be watching wrestling.
That means you're going to breed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And get some sort of cryogenic device so that I can live for 700 billion years.
Both of these things are unfortunate.
Mm. But possible. Thanks to today's science.
All right, so get the fuck off TNA's page, please.
Hmm? Paige is going to TNA? You heard it here first, folks.
You know who's not on there in the alumni? Winter.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, here's big news.
What?
Renee Young will be replacing Byron Saxon as the lead announcer on Superstars.
Yeah, she's terrible at that. On NXT, fuck, she's awful.
But you know what?
She's good in the backstage segments. She's all right when she's doing the diva stuff. When she starts actually calling the matches and working. Like, her thing, like, Tyler Breeze was great on NXT. And she was so bad. And she's out of place there. She's exposed there. Too much, you have to know how to use somebody properly. Too much,
she's a host.
She's a fine host, fine backstage person. Too much, Renee Young will expose her.
Yes.
And I wouldn't mind seeing her exposed, but nevertheless.
Well, and I mean, I look at, again, this is where we go back to Josh Matthews being canned. And, you know,
stupid.
Been around since what? 2001 was Tough Enough. He was a runner up to Maven, and then he got hired on as an announcer and showed up just as a backstage announcer and slowly kind of worked his way around. But I mean, I'm sure because he was hired, I don't even remember when, 2003 maybe, more money. You know, than they're paying guys now, right?
I don't think Renee Young's super cheap, but I don't think, you know, I mean, I think Renee Young probably makes more than, say, Byron Saxton.
Sure, but Tom Phillips, Byron Saxton.
Did you see the new guy they had? I can't remember his name. Not Tom Phillips. The new guy.
Oh, Tom
on
Phillips.
NXT? No, a different guy. And holy shit, was he awful.
Was it Tom Phillips?
No. Oh. It was a different guy than him.
Oh.
It's a guy with, he was kind of a little bit pudgy in the face and the glasses.
I know. He had like Clark Kent looking glasses.
He was terrible.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Terrible.
I think that's, Tom Phillips.
No, not him.
Oh. But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awful. So, you know. Whatever.
But, I mean, they got these NXT fucks, and then you get William Regal sitting there, who's the best of all of them.
I know. And William Regal, the thing is, he's a great announcer. I bet you he could be a great, like, a color guy, but I bet you he could be a great lead announcer, too, if they wanted him to be. But,
oh, I'm sure he could do, yeah. Well, he's got the British accent, though, so they won't ever do that.
No, you know. Yeah.
They'll never draw.
They'll never do that.
But,
that's stupid.
I know. But I think, I'm trying to think of who, I mean, yeah, so he come along. I mean, so he's, but I mean, that, he was a big fan of, from a big protected guy of Big John Gabrick in who's in the TNA there. So, I mean, your newest member of the creative team. I mean, here you go. You're talking about the show being better? Christy Hemme is the reason that TNA has been better. Right?
Hmm?
Christy Hemme now booking TNA, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. It makes sense why you said
remember
the show
China?
Has been better. The show has been better. China.
Yeah.
I remember China.
Why? So does Christy Hemme.
Yes, yes, that's right. What about China and DX? Mm-hmm. Why does nobody talk about China?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Worst promo ever. Next time we do a promo show, instead of good promos, you just got to do the shitty
the
ones.
Worst.
Oh, I forgot. We're never doing those again. We're never doing one of those again.
Oh.
It is too much work. I'm refusing.
I forgot.
Ever. Ever.
Because I got some, ever good, I got some good ones.
For shittiest promos,
yeah.
like hers. It's
yeah,
so
like
bad,
hers.
You got to hear
yeah.
it. Yeah. Never happened, though. Not unless you're going to learn to edit here.
Seriously.
So it'll never happen.
Seriously, though. Who else is? What else has happened? So let's go.
I'm serious. It's never happened.
Let's,
I'm never doing another.
Let's
one.
Talk about your mummy as a skank. There was a pay per view there.
Oh yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, my mom needed the money. What?
I know. I know. Well, it actually isn't. No one bought it since they all had the network.
But you're gonna say no one bought it because they already had her.
Well, yeah, but it was a retread. Climb the ladder.
It's like the third month in a row of the same match.
Yeah, I know. Climb the ladder. Grab the penicillin.
Penicillin on a pole.
Penicillin
I'm
on a pole.
I'm surprised Russo hasn't done that.
That's true.
Give him time, folks. It's give him time.
Christy Hemme. But I think...
You remember the China?
I watched it. I was away, and I just watched it actually today.
You were away. That's why we didn't talk for 10 days. That was great.
I know. That was my actual vacation.
Days. Yeah?
Yeah.
It was my vacation, too.
Yeah. You're welcome. But I got to go on a boat.
Yeah.
Boats and hoes.
I love that movie. all right. Anyways. What were you saying? Money in a Skank?
Boats.
What'd you
and
think?
Hoes.
You didn't watch all of it.
Well, most of it.
I told you what's worth watching.
Yeah, and it was okay. I mean, I like what happened coming out of it. I like the Seth Rollins, winner. And that was done perfectly. Yeah.
The only thing I wish is I wish they didn't take all those crazy bumps in that match. I knew those guys were younger and hungrier and they was probably going to do the crazy shit instead
yeah.
of the other one. But, I mean, a few of those bumps, I'm like, these are the things that, like, I look at Seth Rollins and I think physically, height-wise, build-wise, he looks exactly like Shawn Michaels. 2000 or 1995.
Yeah.
Like the exact same physique, the exact
yeah.
same height, everything. And Shawn Michaels was taking those bumps because he thought he had the body type to take it. And he
yeah.
did,
and
had the body type to take a lot of punishment.
No.
But it caught up to him. And
well,
I look at Seth Rollins and I think, you keep on doing that type of shit
and
that
you
he was
can,
doing this match, it's going to catch up to him in a hurry.
You can already see it with Seth Rollins. Like,
yeah.
I can't remember the last time he smiled.
He lost his smile?
Yeah.
What was those 13... guys in New York.
Syracuse.
Uh-huh.
With the British Bulldog who can't get out of the back seat of a car because he's hammered to go help Sean.
Or maybe he just didn't want to get the shit kicked out of him too.
I think so. I think they were just drunken buddies at that point.
Maybe.
But
there's still a lot of people to beat the shit out of him.
Well, yes.
And they're Marines, damn it.
They were. Like
there
them
was,
is?
What, three or four of them?
There's four Marines.
He's a Marine, damn it.
There's four Marines.
Yeah.
Now.
Four Marines. I know. So they weren't currently Marines.
Well, there's
three
actual Marines, right? Because John Cena was two Marines, and Ted DiBiase was one, and now The Miz. Where's The Miz? Was The Miz
one?
Two?
I think The Miz is one, and DiBiase, I think Cena was only in one.
Okay, then The Miz.
Wasn't Orton in one? I know there was some sort of problem with that, but I thought they did it anyway.
No, Orton was 12 rounds.
Oh.
Or something. 12 rounds, 2. Hmm. 24 rounds. Huh? Rounds 13 through 24.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Randy Orton. Fuck. But yeah, that's... what were we talking about? Oh, Money in a Skank.
Yeah,
I mean, Rollins, I like it. I like that. I thought, you know, as I told you, the Cena was what they were going to do because they panicked, and they go back to what they know. And Lesnar and Cena is the obvious match that they'll want to do.
Yeah.
And it sounds from the plan is at this particular point in the time is that it's Lesnar Cena for the belt at SummerSlam. Lesnar is scheduled to go over and build to Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, mm-hmm. where Roman Reigns would then win the title and start his big babyface.
So what you'll probably see push. His bigger babyface push.
Yes.
What you'll see is it looks to me like Lesnar's going to have more dates. Looks like it's being negotiated that he has more dates, from what we can tell.
Still no house shows. But,
no house shows, but no.
More, yeah.
More dates, though.
Yeah.
You know, so he should be on the majority of the pay-per-views here.
I think that might be available only because, and I'm only guessing at this, but what I would presume is that, because remember hearing, at least the original deal, I don't know about this deal, but you'd think it would be the same, is that Lesnar was getting some pay-per-view cut.
Mm-hmm.
And with 8 people buying pay-per-view now,
yeah,
I could see you going on and, you know, okay, well, we'll guarantee you X if you do. If you go on Night of Champions, we'll give you, whatever, 100,000 or, you know, something like
that. Yeah,
make
it worth it.
Worth his while, where it's more worth his while to do that than have the old deal and be at Royal Rumble, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that makes sense. So it looks like he goes over on Cena. And then for the October pay-per-view, you build the rematch. September pay-per-view, build the rematch. That'll be the rubber match in their series. And he goes over again, and that's about the same time as the subscription. Both of these are taking place about the same time, so subscription bases
are running out.
Running out. So that looks like you'll get that, and then he'll go on to defend the belt a couple more times until eventually he gets to Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. So we'll see if this actually comes through.
I wonder. I'm really hopeful that this helps with the belt. I really hope that this helps with the less is more.
It could.
I hope it does. I don't know if it will. To me, it does.
To me, it has a better chance of elevating the other belts if they use them properly here.
Well, you've got that option as well, right? Because those are going to be your house show belts.
Your
television show belts,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Because you're not going to see...
Which is why it was good that the Usos retained, because it strengthens the belt.
Yes.
The champions are really, really good, and it's going to take something to knock them off. And when you finally do, it's an accomplishment.
And it also probably would delay the possibility of the U.S. and Intercontinental unification, because they're going to want Intercontinental and Tag, say, go to one, U.S. and John Cena go to the other or something, right?
Yeah, something like that,
You've got... double on each for their mentality. Not that, I mean, I really don't think that matters.
Well, and again, it's you know, I mean, you can go Reigns on one and Cena on the other. If that's, you know, I mean, there's lots of ways to do it.
I think it's more about the stars than these belts.
Yeah, exactly.
But, now, though, they did have a unique situation, and they're going to solve it in a unique fashion.
Window open, at least.
With, I don't know. Never done that. A unique situation.
You never opened it up.
It's
400 million degrees in here.
Yeah.
And you turned the heater on.
I did turn it for you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That can't hurt. I mean, I don't know if it'll help.
There we go.
But it can't hurt.
It can't. No, it might hurt
it
the
can't?
People next door
or it...
hearing me yell at you for being stupid.
You've never done that.
That's nothing new. But they're going to...
They'll just think you're beating your wife.
They have this unique situation with that Wade Barrett got hurt.
Yeah.
And they're going to solve it with a unique scenario.
Yeah.
They're going to have a battle royal.
Uh-huh.
Back to the last time we had a battle royal?
I don't know, Sheamus winning the belt in the battle royal.
Been ages. Oh, Sheamus won a belt in the battle royal. But it's not like they had a battle royal at WrestleMania or anything.
Or a battle royal to determine a number one contender recently or anything. None of that stuff. Never happens.
Right.
It's a battle royal.
Right. And they did have a battle royal to, you know, every year.
Yeah.
So.
Every week.
Yeah, fuck.
I really wish they could have come up with something else, but I'm trying to think of what else you could have come up with besides a tournament, because they just recently had one of those, too.
What, did they just recently had a tournament for?
Yeah, remember Wade Barrett wanted to take on Big E? That was just a couple months ago.
Yeah, but if you did a one-night tournament...
And you... Can you do that? Because you pretty much got a bunch of loaded... You got a pretty loaded card already.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
You get that fatal four-way, fatal foreskin.
Yeah.
And, I mean, sure, okay, there's all your top guys there. But, I mean, if you're going to put... They're going to have a 20-man battle royal.
Yeah.
So you can't do a 16-man tournament?
No.
Or an 8-man tournament?
It's still much longer.
Well, it's much longer, but I mean,
I don't think that's so,
four matches.
I think you could have done a 15-minute scramble match. They've only done that once. And
it's
I know
Adam
it
Lee
really,
original.
And I know it didn't really work, but, you know, people named Adam Lee suck. Yeah, I mean, I know you've only done it, only didn't work, but the difference was you were trying to sell it as your pay-per-view selling point. Here it would just be something that would add. I know that people were confused by the rules, but just do something like that. Like, I'm trying to think of what else they could do that they haven't done recently. And what you know what? Even if you're going to do a battle royal, I mean, it'd be nice if you did a do something like I know it's not their idea, but something like the Battle Bowl, where people get tag team partners and the partners win up and they end up those it's guys and do that on the TV to build into
but
it.
Well, on the TV, yeah. You but know? What are the
something?
What are the matches there?
You can't do a fatal four way because you're doing that. Otherwise, that'd be the ideal solution.
Battleground. What would you do a battle bowl at Battleground? What is the battleground? What are the matches announced for the battleground?
Oh, just the fatal four way at this point.
Okay,
an announced match.
Right. So why couldn't you do seven more matches it's an 8-man tournament?
Because they already have an idea of what they're going to put on there, though. Even though it's only one thing announced, and I know they could have, but.
I'm just saying, you
it's too many guys wrestling the same time over and over, and that's what they don't want. I mean, if you look at the pay per views since actually they've gone to the network, they really use a lot of the roster and pack it and go right till the 3 hours. Like
yeah,
you look at this last pay per view, there was a ton of matches and they really went really late to it.
It was 2 hours and 50 minutes. I remember seeing that on the thing.
And same thing. I mean, you had two Divas matches. You had the tag matches. You had the Rhodes, or you had Gold.
We didn't need that.
You had the Gold Star. No, you didn't need it. But the point is, you had Rhodes against Sandow.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Really are getting everybody on the roster on there, and so they're not going to. Right now, that seems to be their mentality.
Right, but then why couldn't that be a first round tournament match, and they lose to Rusev, right? Rusev beats whoever. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to use the roster, that's fine. You're going to use 8 men on there. I understand what you're saying. One guy.
They don't
want
to give the belt to Rusev. They have higher.
I didn't say Rusev, but I'm just saying he would be in the tournament. Let's say, and
he wouldn't be.
You could do a double count out or a time limit draw, you know, I guess you wouldn't do a
time limit draw. I don't
think
they would do that.
But,
no.
You might do a double DQ or something, or double count out with him and Langston or whatever, and then your sneaky heel gets put into all the way into the final. But
maybe.
I mean, there's options. That's all I'm saying. But anything better than a fucking battle. All I'm saying is a tournament is better than a battle royal. Is it? It's like
if you had tournament matches on it in the tournament final. If you had on television.
But that's to me similar to
what they did with when the Barrett won. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't think that's a good solution. I really don't. I just don't think it works within what they're doing. Like I said,
they had Gauntlet. You know,
no, I hate Gauntlets. I really do.
But that's the same as a kind of a scramble. I mean,
no scramble. At least everybody's in the ring. The theory is everybody has the same chance. Gauntlets are
Scramble's a hardcore battle royal, isn't it?
It's dumb. Yeah.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Stupid, and that's the thing. I mean, you're blowing out
the
a lot
real.
Of these
everybody's overlooking the obvious answer here, right? Because there is an obvious answer.
Yeah.
But they didn't call you to go in and be Wade Barrett's stunt double.
That's true.
Like,
and actually, that is the thing. Is that this does highlight as much as they're doing a better job with it. If there was two guys who were sort of upper mid card who wanted that belt, who one's a babyface and one's a heel, you could say,
yeah,
let's just put the top two contenders in there. Have the babyface win it, keep defending it until Barrett's back in a few months, and do the rematch. Like that's the easiest way to do it.
The interim championship.
Just to put two people on there that are theoretically really good and are going to have a terrific match, but you haven't got that mid-level, mid to upper card. I mean, that there's everybody's even Stevens. So you can't put two people in there and go, those are the two deserving contenders.
They just brought back an upper mid-carder. Mm-hmm. Why don't you give it to Jericho?
It'd be all right.
I mean, It's one of Jericho versus
Barrett when he comes back.
When he comes back, no problem with that. Wasn't he his?
But the thing is, he's going to work with Wyatt, and I like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
I suspect Battleground will be the Wyatt family against the Usos and Jericho, and then you'll get the one on one and the tag title match at SummerSlam.
Yeah, that would be good. I'd be good with that. I think that's how you
should. I think that's where they're going.
I think that's how you should do. Well, I mean, they're talking about the SummerFest matches have kind of been figured out when they're talking about Cena.
And that's one of them. Bray versus
Bray
Jericho.
And Jericho. Cena and Lesnar.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns and Randy Orton.
Yeah.
And there was another one that I don't remember.
Ambrose and Rollins.
Yeah, Ambrose and Rollins. Yeah. Perfect.
Yep.
Love it. And that to me is the foundation of a great card that's coming, right?
Yeah. I'm not excited at all about Lesnar versus Cena. I think a lot of the elements that made it work, and hey, it was my match of the year. In what was it, 2011,
2012? Yeah.
Which one?
Let's call it 11.
Yeah, I think it was 2011. It was my match of the year.
Yeah.
But a lot of the things that made it work, I don't think are still there. So I don't. Like, I'm not really looking forward to it, but I guess it's marketable. It's marketable.
It's the most marketable match they could do. So I'm fine.
I think so.
That's what I said. I'm fine with it. And again, if I get Rollins, I love Rollins and Ambrose. I love Dean. You know, talking about, is Dean Ambrose going to get left behind? You talked about him doing the promo of the year so far.
Well, I told you about it. I haven't told, like, it's my favorite. I didn't say it was promo of the year, but it's my favorite. I still think it's a great promo. It's too bad nobody saw it. It was on the Backstage Pass after show for Raw on the network, and so great.
Yeah, talking about how he went to Mexican jail for 2 years.
Yeah, somebody flipped him the bird, so he followed them for 36 miles. Hey, I got a code of honor. You might not, he starts off, he says, you might not realize it because I look so wholesome.
Yes.
But I do have a code of honor. I never lie.
Right.
Right?
Was he in ROH?
No. Oh. No.
How does he have a code of honor then?
Well, I don't know. But, that's a good point. Forget it then.
Yeah. You know.
He's lying.
There he goes, he lied.
He just lied.
He just lied.
Right there.
Fucker.
No. He comes out and he says, you know, he talks about how he's like, I don't lie. And if you back me into a corner, I'm going to fight until I'm not breathing anymore. As long as I'm breathing, I'm going to fight.
Yeah, you know, bite and scratch and claw and punch.
And headbutt, whatever I have to do. And, you know, I went to jail once. You know, I was, a guy flipped me off from Mexico. So I followed him for 36 miles.
Well, it wasn't that he flipped me off. And it's that I followed him for 30 blocks and beat him with an
inch
of life.
But he did it because the guy, and he's like, yeah, beat him with an inch of life. That was a tough 2 months in jail, but I did what I had to do.
Yeah.
And that's it. You don't get to win, Rollins and Triple H. You don't get to win as long as I'm here, as long as I'm breathing, as long as I'm fighting. You don't get to win.
Yeah.
Beat me, you got to kill me. And that's a money promo. That's a baby. There's the psychology of, and I still don't know if it's scripted or not, but that's a guy who gets his character, gets his delivery, but gets what it is that's a babyface. That's it. A babyface, he doesn't have, he's a self-professed scumbag.
Yeah.
But he's got a moral code that's his moral code. As long as he sticks to it, it doesn't matter. He can be a scumbag as long as he sticks to the things
that he's our scumbag.
That's the thing about, like, Steve Austin, right?
Yeah.
Steve Austin had his moral code.
Mm-hmm.
And when the crowd got pissed off was when he turned his back on his moral code. It wasn't that he did something bad and screwed The Rock. It was that he joined with McMahon, which everybody went, that's against the character's moral code. He wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You could, if he had just cheated or teamed with another heel, that would have been okay. But it was McMahon. And that was against everything that it had built the character around.
Yeah.
So that was the problem. So it's the same thing with Dean Ambrose. And when I'm looking at him, I'm saying this show should be called Dean Ambrose is the Key. Because I really believe Dean Ambrose is the guy.
I wanted the show to be called Emma Steals Our Hearts.
I really believe Dean Ambrose is the guy. After seeing that promo, after seeing the psychology behind it of a babyface, I will fight and I will not quit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I will never break my moral ground. You don't have to like me. But you have to It is the same thing when during the Money in the Bank match, when everybody comes out and telling him he has to go in the back because he's hurt, and he's like, no. When everybody else does that, you go, oh, they're going to go into the back, or oh, they're fake because they're saying no. His character feels like that same dangerous rattlesnake, for lack of a better term,
yeah.
who would say, fuck you, I'm not going to the back. You can't make me. I won't follow your rules.
Yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin was Cool Hand Luke from the 1960s movie. You probably never saw it with Paul Newman.
Did they have a book about it?
Paul Newman. Cool Hand Luke is the story of a guy that, what he is, he's a guy that, and you'd know from the Civil War song from Guns N' Roses, where there's a part where you hear,
what we have here is a failure to communicate.
That's the warden of the prison that Cool Hand Luke goes to.
You just can't reach.
That's exactly
so
it.
So we get what we had here today, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets.
Exactly, and that's Cool
Hand. I don't like it any more than you do. That's actually, a lot of people don't know that prison guard is Adam Rose. Hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, the point is that Cool Hand Luke is...
we're past Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, okay. We are. Good. It's from the movie, that's the warden, right? And he won the Academy Award. I can't remember the actor's name at the moment.
But Adam Rose.
But,
the real name, Leo Kruger.
Yeah, thank you. So the Cool Hand Luke is this guy. He's drunk, and so he walks outside. And he takes a pipe, and he sees a bunch of cars, and they're lined up. And he just looks at these cars and sees that all these meters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then people haven't paid or whatever. He just starts knocking over the meters, so he goes to jail. But it's just like a short jail term. It's like 3 months.
Doesn't take a piss in the middle of the street.
Nobody would do that.
No.
Nobody. So anyway, so he goes to jail. And the idea is, he's there for a short time. Just as a, do what he's told for a couple months. Dig ditches and whatever. And you tell him to do something, and you can't tell him what to do. He'll fight against it, no matter what. Because he's a guy who just cannot follow the rules. No matter what you do or what you say, or how much it's going to cost him, he just will do his own thing and be his own man to the end. And for that reason, he basically ends up life in jail and dead. Because even though he shouldn't be. Because he just is a guy who just can't be broken
or
break and work within the system. And that was what Austin was. And that's what Dean Ambrose has the potential to be.
What Austin said before Vince McMahon received his first stunner. What? I'll be Cool Hand Luke. I'll work within your stupid little system.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
That was in 1997.
There you go. But that's exactly it. So as soon as I saw Ambrose do that, mm-hmm. and the crowd going crazy for him saying, no, he's not coming back, I'm like, they're going to go nuts when he comes back.
I like his ring gear, too.
Yeah. It's a Benta. And the same thing with this promo in the back. It's that same idea. It's like, he's not a classic babyface, but he is that guy. You can never tame him. And I think
he's a vigilante.
I think Dean, an individual, an anti-hero, and since The Rock or in Austin, they haven't had somebody like this. He has it more than CM Punk. And now I saw it in that match and in this promo. I went, that's it.
When he came back, that was huge. They did kind of fucked with him a bit because, he bobbled the briefcase for 87 minutes.
Because they had to count on Kane, who looked awful. Kane really? Never looked slower. Kane never looked worse. Wow. Never looked older.
Kane,
he looked terrible.
You think Kane's bad?
He's never looked this bad to me. Like, was awful. He was out of position. He really did. But Dean Ambrose still, I think Dean Ambrose, because of all of these factors, you look at Roman Reigns. Is Roman Reigns more talented in the ring, more charismatic, a better talker than Cesaro? Any of these things?
No. No, I don't think so.
Than Dolph Ziggler?
No.
No, none of these things.
No.
But you know what he is? He's booked better.
He's big.
So is Cesaro.
Yeah.
He's booked better.
Yes.
He is an example of a guy who's over, not because he's that great, because he's booked that great. And he has been the whole time.
Yes.
He's not better than Cesaro or Ziggler. He's been booked so good that people see him a certain way.
Yeah.
Ambrose is a guy more like Daniel Bryan, I'm now convinced, that doesn't matter how they book him, he's so good and talented and charismatic and gets it. He's going to succeed regardless.
I was actually,
that's what Austin did.
I was thinking that exact same thing watching Money in the Bank, Daniel Bryan comparison. As I was watching that ladder match, I was thinking even if, as Kane was choke slamming him, and I thought, this guy will just be like Daniel Bryan, and to a certain degree, you can even say RVD, the response he got there in Boston. But it just, yeah, I thought, you know, this guy's just, you know, is it poor Dean Ambrose? No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
And
keep in mind, Steve Austin, yeah, they don't see him as the guy to build the company around. They didn't see Steve Austin as the guy to build the company around.
No.
They didn't even see Steve Austin as the guy to build the company around after he did the 316. Because he's still, you know, in the pre-show against Yokozuna.
Yeah.
At SummerSlam. It wasn't until Bret Hart's like, I want to work with him.
Yeah.
That they started to, and the crowd continued to get the, yeah, they started to realize, okay, there's momentum here. They still didn't believe he was a long-term guy, but they thought short-term they could ride the wave until they found the guy.
Oh, hell, he wasn't even supposed to win that King of the Ring.
No, you know, it only happened because of the curtain call.
Yeah.
So Dean Ambrose is like that. They don't see it yet, but I think he's, since Steve Austin, like more than any of these other guys, since Steve Austin and The Rock, I think he's got that intangible he's got all the facets.
Now that I watch Raw too, and I watch it, and I watch Money in the Bank, and I watch Raw, and how it was kind of like, oh, they broke the Shield up, and it was just like with Raw. Now it's
broken. I'm happy with it now.
I think it's the best thing because now I've got Mr. Money in the Bank, Seth Rollins, who I really really like. Mm-hmm. I got Roman Reigns, who's the chosen guy pushing. He's a fresh face like that.
Yeah,
and. Although it didn't really get the reaction him and that they wanted, Cena stare down.
Yeah,
that didn't get
the reaction they wanted. No.
They'll do it again at the Royal Rumble when Roman Reigns wins the Royal Rumble.
Probably
they'll do that stare down again to see.
And it's inevitable, right?
Well, I think it's next SummerSlam, really.
Well, right? And we talk about Reigns, but there is the whole the fly in the ointment that they may not be able to deny again because it couldn't last year. And I don't know when Daniel Bryan's coming back. But last year, Daniel Bryan was supposed to have WrestleMania be in a lower mid-card match against Sheamus.
Sheamus, yeah. That's true.
And when he comes back, we'll see how that changes things. So I know they have their plans. I don't know how much they're going to be able to go through them.
The one thing I'll tell you,
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Dean Ambrose is going to overcome. I truly believe they finally got the guy. Dean Ambrose is the key.
When you're talking about... when you're talking about Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar,
yeah,
I mean, missing from all this equation is The Rock,
yeah.
Right? I mean, like, that tells me, and we kind of thought after he got hurt and they had to push back the filming, was it Hercules, I think?
Hercules, yeah.
And that you know, his people are like, all right, you know, yeah. He came back, he did the promo with Austin and Hogan, right? Like that... You can do that.
Well, the thing you have to keep in mind is there's a good chance that The Rock will want to work with Reigns at a WrestleMania main event. I could see it the following year.
Maybe.
Because they're related.
They're related, but he's 40.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, he's in great shape, 40.
Well, no.
He's a tremendous athlete.
He's in HGH steroid shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great shape. So he's just like, he's just like Roman Reigns and everybody else you meet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But not 40. Roman Reigns isn't 40. You're 40 years old and you're on that shit. Look at you, then you may as well fucking tear your bicep jogging.
I don't know. I haven't seen.
I don't know.
I didn't see Batista tear his bicep this last turn. I've seen Triple H do it.
I've seen them both tear shit.
Snitsky seemed fine.
Huh? Did he? Is that the first time that's ever been said anywhere? Snitsky seemed fine.
I think you're probably right, yes.
But it just with the age getting up there, maybe you'll want to do it, sure.
And the other guy who is still... See, I mean, the thing about... I mean, Bray Wyatt's so far second best promo of the year behind Heyman.
Yeah.
I would say best in terms of... And they still think he's a babyface potential, and he does. So he's another guy who they might not be able to deny. But I think the difference... is when I saw Dean Ambrose's promo, like, well, that's a money promo. Whereas I see Wyatt's promos, they are promos that are designed to get him over, but not to draw money.
They haven't gotten, there's still this character thing. I mean, they like the cell phones now, and
It looks great.
That does look cool.
And one of the things that's best about it was organic from the crowd.
Yes, but it's not a heel thing, right?
No.
But we can talk about it now. I mean, he was kind of a non-factor. Him and Cesaro were non-factors in that Money in the Bank match, which is fine.
He was the backup plan with if something had happened to Cena. He was the backup plan to win it and turn face-to-face Lesnar.
Was he really?
Yeah,
I was reading that he was never even considered.
If Cena, nobody was considered but Cena.
Yeah.
Something happens to Cena. He was the only other guy discussed.
Wow.
So they did. They see his potential.
Well, I mean, I could see it. I mean, I
so again, could he surpass without them wanting it? Reigns? Yeah. Because the thing about Reigns is it's about the booking. And once the booking for him, and it eventually will, falls apart, he may be exposed a little bit. Because I don't think he's more than these other guys. It's just... But yeah, I mean, Wyatt needs to stop being just so... Like, his promos are cool.
Yeah.
And they're entertaining. And they're original. And his charisma is great. His delivery is great. But they need to be a little bit more psychology to draw money. To get the other guy to that point.
They're already talking about late 2015, early 2016 for when the Shield reunites. And they have a Shield reunion tour.
Seriously?
Yeah. They figure now they'll do this. They'll do the Ambrose Rollins thing, and they'll keep them apart for a while, and then they'll be able to bring them back, right?
Yeah, makes sense.
I don't know.
So they'll be having that at the same time as we'll finally see what happened in these last TNA tapings.
Exactly. Yeah. They'll be back in time for the TNA tapings.
Yeah, so they'll be competing. They taped this last week against...
You know, it's going to be awesome because we talk about guys like Matt Hardy and Ezekiel Jackson and Devon that have been brought back on these TNA tapings.
Mm-hmm.
And how sad is it going to be when, like, in 2016, when these shows air, that they're going to have to put, like, the memorial tribute for these guys before the show because they'll all have enlarged hearts and kick off because of the steroid policy in TNA, you know?
Because I look at WWE and I think those guys are all clean.
I do. You see the natural chiseled abs on Seth Rollins?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of sit-ups.
It sure is. Nothing else. You saw him in ROH, the exact same build. Hell, you saw him in NXT right before coming up.
That's what I'm saying.
Exact same build.
And you know what? He didn't, but he wore a shirt the whole time. He was in the Shield.
Uh-huh.
Secretly doing sit-ups. That's why the cameras...
Does he also do sit-ups for his arms?
Where all the cameras were on the ground when they come, because he put it down, do the sit-ups, then it was promo time, and he's like, oh shit, gotta pick the camera.
Oh.
That was it. Solves everything.
And that camera's heavy, by the way.
It is.
That's what got the arms over.
Curling them, yeah.
Yeah.
Solves all your problems there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Human growth hormone. Natural.
Yeah, they call him the natural. Natural as can be.
Mm-hmm. Do you like Gold Star as a team name?
Hmm?
Gold Star.
I don't know what I like yet. Someone mentioned like FF or something, right? Like the Freak Faggots or something. I don't remember who that was. I'll have to give them credit next show.
Was his name Addy?
Right, let's give him credit. Freak Faggots. And they can have... they could bring in Curtis Axel and they could have, like, the Freak Fagsel.
Okay, what else do you want to talk about? Anything else?
Anything else happen? Let's talk about Chris Jericho.
Okay.
Chris Jericho, I mean, I thought they did it very, very well.
I'm going to fan myself with these papers you conveniently have in front of me.
All right. Yeah, it's about time you got a fan. But yeah, I think they did...
Oh, by the way, I should mention right now, I want to mention your wedding coming up. I'll be going solo.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Huh. Mandy Leon has not returned your calls yet?
Well, she's got a booking. She never misses a booking.
You can't miss
her. She always brings her gear.
That's true. See, and I thought you would have someone because, you know, you always bring your queer.
Believe it or not, chicks dig me.
Really?
No.
How far under?
About 47 feet.
Mm. Huh. Well, say hi to Kofi for me.
Does that sound good on the air, guys? Yeah, that's about where Kofi is, yes. Right. Or the Miz. That's more like where the Miz is.
Well, no, the Miz is back. That's what I said. I thought they did very well. They did the Hollywood Platinum.
Yeah, because I remember sitting there thinking it's probably Jericho. And as soon as I saw, like, you hadn't seen him yet, but they're just about to cut commercial and they went to the limo line. Oh, shit, no, it's Miz. I forgot he's coming back.
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah. Jericho keeps his limo around the corner behind the arena. But
classy.
Classy. We walk by it. Hey, look, a limo. Wonder who's in that. But
that's right. That's right.
That was the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
But I mean, then just out of nowhere, the fireworks went off, right? Mm-hmm. And Jericho's music played. Great, obviously, pop, because no one was expecting. I don't know if it got
out. They thought it was Bon Jovi, so they got a little excited at first.
They did. I don't know if it got out online the day of or anything that he was coming back or anything. Obviously,
it was a surprise
there. So I mean, that's good when they could surprise you and come out cold breaker. Now it's going to be him against the Wyatts,
which is great.
He's
going to elevate him, and it's tremendous.
As I say, he's gonna work with Bray and give him decent holding. He's a good holding pattern.
Oh yeah, it's right? An upper mid card feud against a legendary guy, Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
a legitimate Hall of Famer in every Hall of Fame.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame
probably could be that someday too. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, so
the CFL Hall of Fame,
NHL maybe, like his dad.
His daddy. But I mean, I just think it's. I mean, Bray Wyatt will not be any. And the thing was, we're going, okay, where do you go with Bray Wyatt? And
we were talking about Sheamus. That's the only guy.
Every kind of guy that I could see is like he's going to be worse off for going with him. He's not going to be worse off for going with Chris Jericho.
Oh God, no.
He's not going to be better for going with Chris Jericho. But he's not going to be worse.
He's not going to be worse though.
That's the thing. So that's what I said. It's a great holding pattern until they can figure out. Until they can transition Bray Wyatt to, I don't know, Randy Orton? I don't...
Maybe. We'll see.
I don't know who else. And the other thing is, I don't know how long this goes for. You know?
I don't know. 2-3 months?
And does Jericho then, like, how long is Jericho back for?
He has I think he has 4 concerts over the next 3 months, is what they said.
Well, I remember, I did see that on his podcast or something, he said that when Fozzy didn't get a summer tour, then he was able to do it.
Yeah,
but I mean, who then you could transition
he
Jericho?
Does a podcast?
Jericho. Well, everybody does. Everybody wants to be like us. Well,
everybody,
like me.
Everybody think that they could just do a podcast. Just any asshole could just step up and do a podcast.
Huh? Not any asshole.
The asshole of 2050. Wait a second. I have a question for you about his podcast. I don't know if you've listened to it, but does he eat on it?
Huh? Who eats on a podcast?
Seriously.
Cereal, though. No, you know what's never happened, though? No one's ever come back from the dead on his podcast. I've never listened to it, but I can guarantee you that.
Like I did?
Like you did.
In our most popular show, the second most popular. The most popular show is because a guy died.
Yeah.
The second most popular, where I died also on the air, but was resurrected.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what dead that man was? Walking.
Mm-hmm. There's a little blue pill for that. Mm. But I think that Jericho.
I told you I'm going alone.
Palomalo over to work with Cesaro.
Did you say Palomalo?
Mm-hmm. Troy Palomalo. I think Chris Jericho should work with Troy Palomalo next.
The hair versus hair match.
Hair versus hair match at the Royal Rumble. Jericho can just like Palomalo can be at ringside, mm-hmm. and Jericho could just get mad and shove him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mentioned that.
Well, it should be Jericho. And Troy Paul versus Troy Polamalu and Booker T, and it could be over
shampoo commercial. What's the deal with your nasty hair? That's why I use Nakamura shampoo.
Head and Shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
that would be excellent. But I think I transitioned Jericho over to work with Cesaro.
Yeah.
After. And there's your, you know.
And they still see Cesaro as the top guy, which is hilarious, because I'm like, he hasn't gotten anything out of the Heyman Association so far, really.
He's gotten more television time, I think, than he would have.
I don't know. He was getting television time anyways.
That's true.
But we talked about it a few weeks ago. We're like, man, after Big E lost to, lost to Rusev, we're like, and then Big E beat Swagger, and we're like, no, it should be the way around. Swagger should be winning. He should be the one to come out.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter. When the time came,
yes.
Swagger and Coulter versus Lana and Rusev was...
Money.
Money.
Yes.
Fucking tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
Everything about it was tremendous. Everybody was tremendous. That was so
tremendous.
Great. Yeah, tremendous, in fact.
Yeah, no, it really, Lana, if that is your real name.
Not Catherine Joy Perry.
No, her name is, she's an Aerosmith.
Yes.
Yes. Plays the guitar. Her name's Joe Perry.
Joy.
Oh.
Joy.
I'm happy about it, too.
Catherine Joy Perry.
I'm happy about it, too. But she could walk this way. But I think...
Talk this way?
It's...
Come this
such
way?
A great dynamic. It was natural.
Everything. The crowd took
it. The crowd wanted to chant We the People, or were chanting We the People anyway.
Yeah. So, and now they have a guy who they feel like isn't phony standing behind the flag. Feel like he really stands behind the flag.
Yes.
They believe in the gimmick. And they're, you know, everything about it worked.
Now let's,
it's so great.
And Raw, of course, this coming Monday.
I know Swagger shouldn't beat him. But I really want him to.
I know. I know.
I know he shouldn't.
I know. And he won't.
And he won't. But I really... But that's the key, though. The crowd will really want him to that night, too.
Yes.
And it'll be interesting to see how this is good for Swagger. I think he's...
I think this is good for Swagger.
We'll see what the run is. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
But, and I mean, Swagger as a babyface now opens up, you know, when he's healthy, Bad News Barrett. You know, just Cesaro, if he stays heel, right?
Yeah.
There's that feud now, again, with the,
it's not heel versus heel
or whatever it was, right? But a better dynamic, and just
the way, like I say, everybody was great, but just seeing him next to Rusev, with their totally different body types and everything.
Yeah.
But you looked at, that's the first guy, like, you looked at him next to Rusev and thought, look how big he is.
Yeah.
He could take this guy.
Yeah.
Like, everything worked.
Yeah.
So great.
And I'm Raw.
We the people.
Raw on Monday.
I'm curious to see what kind of reaction he gets Monday.
Well, he won't.
No?
Because Raw on Monday in Montreal. And Jack Swagger will not be allowed in Canada.
That's actually true, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It'll be interesting to see what happens, though.
So, does that set up, do you job Jericho to Rusev on Monday?
No, Jericho's facing The Miz.
Right.
He's already got that match.
So,
and The Miz will probably go over.
Christian?
I don't think so.
I mean, I assume that Rusev is going, or Lana and Rusev are going to run
I
down.
I see no sign that Christian's getting in the
I see them talking all about 1972.
76.
About how, 1972.
76.
76. What about 76?
I don't know. What about 72?
The Summit Series.
Oh, I thought you meant the Olympics.
No, 76. The hockey. Canada-Russia.
I thought you were talking about... Yeah, where Canada beat Russia? Why would you do that? Why would you talk about the Olympics in Montreal, where I believe they won all the medals?
But, I mean, they could do that, too. But, I mean, they just talk about how... They're going to talk about how Russia has better hockey players than Canada. That's going to be scripted.
That's what
they're going to do. And, well, the whole thing is built on...
So, you know who he's going to have to face, then, is the Goon.
That's just it. Bill Irwin. Told you.
Chris's father,
yeah. But someone's got to say...
Hall of Famer.
No, but then
NHL
speaking of...
Hall
well, there
of
you
Famer.
Go, Hall of Famer. Someone's got to come out to Rusev's got to interrupt somebody. So who's he going to interrupt? He's going to interrupt Bret Hart. So someone's got to come to
Bret's
Hart.
Yes, Bret's going to be there, yeah.
Someone's got to come to Bret's rescue, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I was trying to figure out, is it Christian? Is it who?
No, see, being Christian, I don't have a sense that Christian's about to get in the ring anytime soon.
It's not going
to
be Swagger.
No, it's not going to be Swagger. So it'll be interesting. Could be...
I'm thinking of a Canadian, that's all.
Logically, yeah, but I think it could very well just be Big E.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, he saved Hacksaw.
Yeah.
So why would he do the same for Brett?
Exactly.
They're basically the same person.
Pretty much.
But they both love Roddy Piper. But
yep.
I think, so Bret Hart, yeah, I'll be on... On to Monday night to Raw. And Jericho and the Jizz. The return of the cocksucking motherfuck happened. And
his promo was a little better. Crowd was a little confused by him.
He's going to be this Hollywood movie star heel guy. And that's
fine. Because he's the Marine, damn it.
He's a Marine, but
he could sit there and make blockbuster after blockbuster. Hollywood blockbuster after Hollywood blockbuster, he said. Like the Marine 4.
Mm-hmm.
Homefront, or whatever it's called.
Oh, no, the Marine 4. Skin. That's all it is.
Makes sense.
That's actually what his wife made.
Hmm. Foreskin?
Maurice. The Marine Foreskin. Mm-hmm. That's what she was a star of. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, I think there's just...
It's a gangbang film.
It is. China's in it. But I know, obviously, add a little bit more to Battleground, but...
China's fucking her with her dick? I don't think she can handle that much cock. Maurice? One that big?
I know.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. Maybe the Miz will show up and suck on it.
Next thing you know, you'll... He's going to make a joke about Charlie Flair. And he just threw that out. anyway, so...
Well, it's better than making a joke about Reed.
I wonder what his mugshot looks like.
Well, yeah. I wonder.
So, we decided we were going to look up, based on the...
Emma.
What's her name?
Emma.
Dashiell Underwood or something like that? Underhill? Or Emma. We thought we'd look at some of the mugshots, because we thought we'd look at hers. And while we're at it, we're like, well, there's other guys who've been arrested. Let's see. So we're on athletemugshots.com.
And let's see here. I voted Booker T 10 out of 10. He's from 1997. This is another great thing that happened in 1997.
That was 97?
That was 97.
When he was still in WCW? Sure, it isn't 87?
It must be 87. This is 1997 here, but you're right.
It's got to be wrong. It's got to be 80s. Look how young he looks.
Yeah. He was young. He was a kid.
He's happy. He's like, this is the first meal I'm going to be getting all day. There's no other ones on here? On this page?
What? No, I got to go to the next one.
Okay.
That's
awesome.
Let's go to page 2, and let's see who it is.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
The Big Show.
AthleteMugshots.com, is it? .com? Yeah, .com. There's the Big Show. This is when he was definitely in WCW.
Oh, yeah. It says 98 here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I'll give that 10 out of 10.
Well, yeah, because his eyes are closed during the picture.
Let's go to the next.
He's got long hair. For having his... Did you see what it was for? Go back. Go back. It actually says what
Isn't
it's
it
for.
Like resisting arrest or something?
Indecent
exposure, penis public.
And they call you the Big Show?
They call you the Big Show.
Oh, that's tremendous.
That is awesome. Here comes Ric Flair.
I think he was just probably taking a piss in the middle of the street.
Speaking of which. And he was looking for this guy.
Woo!
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 2005.
This is when he got beat up by his daughter's boyfriend or something like that?
Yeah. Charlie's boyfriend. Ric Flair, assault, battery, arrest, 2005.
Or actually just probably by Charlie.
WWE Wrestling Woo.
Woo!
I was watching a baseball game on TV, awesome. On Sportsnet, it was, and the
announcer... He is not happy to be there.
And the announcer went, somewhere during the game, the announcer, they're talking about how the Blue Jays game, Blue Jays have a tough schedule coming up.
You never watch, you don't even like baseball.
I know, I don't, it was on.
Oh, that's right, because you're marrying somebody who's big into baseball. Does that mean you have to start
She didn't want to watch it, they just happened to have it on the TV outside. Okay. Anyway, the announcer goes, he goes, a tough schedule. He goes, yeah, but, the guy goes, yeah, but to be the best, you got to beat the best. And I went, woo! And walked away. That's a true story. Mm-hmm. Number 4.
You know, to beat the man, you got to beat. Or be the man, you got to beat the man. Which means that Luger. I'm the man every single night.
Lex Luger, illegal bodybuilding, steroids, HGH
in my
needles.
Because that's why I relax so I can sleep.
There you go. There's a good one.
Oh yeah, there we go. Give that a 10 out of 10. Oh, yeah. Talk about pissed off.
That's right.
There is.
Well, someone only gave it a 9 out of 10.
Oh. Well, you gotta have standards. It's true.
There's Lex Luger.
Lex Express.
You know what it is? He's pissed at Elizabeth here.
Yes. Is this actually on the arrest for that? Or
probably.
Probably is.
Jericho. Oh. Public drunkenness.
Oh, I thought this is what... when was this? What year?
Doesn't say.
Didn't Walls he have that thing where he got in a fight in the parking lot with somebody?
Wasn't it Hurricane? Wasn't there like a skirmish?
I thought it was actually filmed. I thought it was filmed or something. And
oh, great.
Either way. It looks like a hockey player there.
Yeah.
You just give them all 10 out of 10. Oh, that's... go ahead.
Number 6 here.
Number 6.
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold. Stone Cold.
Salt and Battery.
He's already got the orange jumpsuit on, so that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Assault and Battery on his wife, right?
Deborah.
Yeah. Was that Deborah or not his other wife?
It was Deborah. 2002.
Okay, so is there one of when he beat his other wife?
No.
Okay. Andre!
Doesn't this make you feel happy? Assault.
Oh, I hate to be the guy that had that happen. I hate to be the guys that had to arrest them.
No kidding.
47 of them? What did it take to put him down a brink?
In a row?
Is that it? There should
it.
Be more.
That's it. That's all that's... it's going to go to an A to Z index.
Just type in WWE into the search in the top right hand.
Yeah, see, there's Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar. What's he arrested for?
Drugs.
Which
one? Hormone, steroids.
No, not Lesnar.
So it says Brock Lesnar, steroid possession.
No, yeah. Oh, that seems unlikely.
Let's give it a 10. Where's this? Oh, here. Is this the search?
Yeah, type in WWE. It should bring up more wrestling even, but WWE, I think.
Oh, yeah.
See, there's more pages.
Oh, here's Sean Waltman for possession of marijuana.
And he's happy. It's not Booker T happy, but he's happy.
I want to give this like a 15.
Yeah, that's good. Well, the thing is, the road has owned him.
If you put sunglasses on it, you'd think it was Randy Savage.
No kidding.
All right, who's next?
I don't know.
Okay.
Alex Riley? Is that Alex Riley?
It is.
Oh, Alex Riley was arrested. Drunk, probably. Drunk driving.
DUI, remember?
No, I can't. Like, I can remember all the guys that got arrested for DUI
no,
in WWE.
Remember, because he was Mrs. Lackey then. And didn't CM Punk say, like, isn't this your driver?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he made some joke about Alex Riley on Raw. Alex Riley being his driver. All right, number 3. Matt Hardy.
Which one?
DUI.
Holy shit.
That's a good one.
DUI, but he must have gotten the shit kicked out of him by somebody.
Rebby.
Oh my god. Well, no, that was a different one we got with Rebby. Because that one, they both were.
Jimmy Uso.
Oh, which time?
Doesn't look bad.
No, so is that the first or second time that he was
arrested
for drunk
say.
Driving? Drunk driving, alcohol, and drugs.
There you go.
Didn't know the drugs were in there.
That's Kurt Angle.
Again, which time?
It's not going to tell you.
What year?
Doesn't say.
Oh, you're a fuck.
Shut up. Okay, we watched
this
Brock
Lesnar again.
Let's go to Eddie.
Oh, when was Eddie arrested?
That probably would have been... Oh, I want to say 02, 03?
For what?
Oh.
Is it, what's it
was
for?
A DUI.
DUI? Oh, really?
This is when he got released.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
For
a little while.
A little while. He went to ROH.
Yeah.
Right? And then...
That's right. Wrestled, like, Ray on Independence and stuff. Came back.
Yeah.
Cleaned his life up.
Completely.
He was wrestling clean.
Yes.
That's right.
Completely clean. Oh, I saw the Big Show already.
Yeah, Big Show, though I just still have that penis public.
Saw the Flair one already, and then...
I like that one of the tags is Woo.
Yeah. And then here's number 10.
Number 10.
Jericho again.
Okay, well, to hit the one that says Wrestler instead of Wrestling.
Can I click on each of these? Yeah.
Go back and hit the tag. There was a tag that said Wrestler instead of Wrestling.
Penis? Can I hit penis?
No. No, you can't. We might get one of China.
That's true.
Where's all the ones, like all the divas that have been arrested? Like Lita and Caitlyn and what's her name? Cameron. And... Who's that?
Yeah, I don't think this is. It's Eddie. It just didn't work.
Oh, it didn't work?
You want to bring up Kimbo Slice?
No. Then you would have to say Talentless. Oh, same one. Go to mugshots.com. Is an actual mug... Oh, who's that?
Chris Leben.
Oh, Chris Leben. Alex Riley again.
Kevin Kiley. There's the Jimmy Uso.
Yeah, it's just, we're getting the same ones. Go to mugshots.
Let me go to A to Z first and just see if I can...
Oh, you should find some people?
Just to see if I can scroll real quick here.
So I think this segment is dying. There's too many to scroll through.
Seemed like it was going to be great, but...
Well, I think the website's kind of letting me down.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to say go to mugshots.com.
Okay.
Try mugshots.com.
I bet you it sells coffee mugs.
That would roll. Or...
I don't think this is...
This good. Is not... This is...
Something about Iranian. Where have you taken me?
Just type in mugshots. If worst comes to worst, the smoking gun?
Billy and Bart.
Ah, mugshots. There we go. I told you to go to... Just go to... There's Lindsay Lohan.
Very cool.
Okay, so... type in wrestling.
Sports,
but that's going to bring up a lot of players in the NBA. Wow, Johnny Manziel got arrested? For pretending to have talent?
Yes.
There's got to be a search on this.
That's what I'm looking for. Here we go.
WWE. Or wrestling. One or the other.
Let's try WWE at first. Because there's other good ones like Buff Bagwell. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Monty Soff. That's Billy Gunn, right? Yes. No. What year was that?
1990.
Holy shit.
For disorderly conduct.
Magnificent. Now, that's a good one. Andre. It's actually a better picture of Andre than the other website had.
Yeah. Somebody said...
There's Booker. It's just amazing.
1987. It does say 87. Okay.
They actually got the right.
Oh, okay. So now, here's all the wrestler ones. So we're at the beginning with Booker.
At the beginning.
Yeah. It's...
And then, oh, okay. He's going to go backwards, you're saying. 41 comments. Because that's on.
Yeah, one of them is, I live in Idaho.
What does that have to do with anything? And then there'll be Booker, right?
No.
Oh, we already did Booker.
I think this is Charles Barkley.
WWE, Big Show, or you typed in WCW. Type in WWE. You're looking for Buff?
Just looking here.
What's that? Wrestling Rodman?
This weekend, like most good Americans, the smoking gun will be glued to its TV set watching the historic pay-per-view wrestling match featuring Dennis Rodman and Hollywood Hulk Hogan versus Karl Malone and Diamond Dallas Page. Our money's on Hogan and Rodman, who, according to this lawsuit filed in June, has a host of unorthodox moves.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. Just typed in WCW, and that's what I got.
Yeah, mugshots.com, I don't understand. Inmate arrest. Yeah, they're right there. There's a bunch of mugshots. When can you... That was an ad up top that you saw.
Okay.
You're no good to me.
No.
You're dead to me now.
What else happened in wrestling? AJ returned. AJ Lee.
Okay. What does that mean?
I don't know. She's back.
Oh.
And is now the chick champion.
Okay. Money.
Okay, so I'll go to mugshots.com.
No, don't, because I don't see a search. Without that, you're just going to go through 1,000,000,001 mugshots. He's got literally everybody.
Oh, yeah, that sucks, Wiener.
Yeah, type in wrestling mugshots or WWE mugshots or something. It's got to be more out there. We're not even...
There's Wade Barrett.
Holy shit. Is he... Is that human growth hormone Wade Barrett? Or is that eating too many pizzas Wade Barrett?
Doesn't
say. Look at his neck, but more his cheeks. Like, he's got that chiseled cheek look. And now he... Look at him there. He's puffed. Like, steroid puffed.
Yeah.
So that's... Yeah, that's crazy. Is that Roman Reigns?
Yes.
What was he arrested for?
Doesn't say.
It looks like a long time ago.
It does not say.
That is tremendous. Look at that hair.
I know. That is great.
That's amazing.
Who's this?
Chris Leben again.
Oh, that's Leben again.
Yeah.
There's Chris... Who's this?
Who is that? That's... I know that guy. Oh, Christ. What is his name?
I'll just click it and see if it says.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's killing me. There's a... How many... Somebody from OVW. How many times does it look like Hall was arrested in those pictures?
Oh, God. Lots. There's Steiner.
Steiner? and he has an NWO shirt on.
Yes. This is an actor from The Wrestler.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Who else we got?
Swagger.
Oh, Swagger's looks great.
There's Shawn Michaels as a rocker.
Is that, oh, wow. Is that beside him to the left? Is that, who is that?
Where?
To his left.
Here?
Yeah. Who is that? Is that Zack Ryder? No. Who is that?
Is that Test?
Is that Test?
I don't know. Test. That is Test.
Holy shit.
That is Test. And here's Brian Christopher.
Oh my god.
That's tremendous.
Horace
Hogan.
Horace Hogan! what's that one?
Rock and Roll.
Oh, Rock and Roll Buck Zuma. I thought that was Scott Hall.
Yeah, there's the Anvil.
There's the Anvil. Oh, the Anvil. I've seen another one with the Anvil, where he's in an orange jumpsuit. The Anvil couldn't have been arrested more than once,
no,
could he? No, that'd be impossible. Who's that? I recognize him. Who is that? That's bugging the shit out of me.
It's again. An NXT guy.
Yeah, I know. I know him.
Is that Tyler Breeze?
No, it's not Tyler Breeze. It's like, he's one of the guys who lost to the Vaudevillians, I think, a couple weeks ago.
Is this Eminger?
So, yeah, I think he's one of the guys that lost to the Vaudevillians.
Luke Cannon.
There you go.
Lucky Cannon.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, Lucky Cannon. I think he's been released, this guy.
Oh, probably.
All right, this is great. There's Caitlyn, who looks hot.
Caitlyn looks totally fuckable. But Sonny, not so much. Linda Hogan, not so much.
Nice, Linda Hogan.
But Caitlyn, what was she arrested for, I wonder? She looks hot. Which, is that, which Samoan wrestler is that? Is that Sean O'Hare above that? Oh, there's one
no,
of,
that's a football player.
There's Nash, and there's one of Buff's many.
Oh, yeah. I was in a penitentiary.
Go down. There's, not Sean O'Hare. See, there's Anvil again.
Oh, yeah, there's another
so
Anvil.
So there's an Anvil's been wrestled at least twice.
I like how Anvil is right next to Marty Jannetty. There's another good one.
Oh, who's that Adam Lee?
It's Mike Adam Lee.
Was he actually arrested, or is that like a Photoshop? That
no,
was like a Photoshop.
He's been arrested.
That's awesome. Who's that below X-Pac? Okay, there's Santino there, who's arrested more than once. He's been arrested twice.
Snitsky?
Is that, no.
I think that's just a guy.
Okay.
Who's this? Is that...
That's SoCal Val. SoCal Val.
Yeah.
Oh.
Here's another Anvil.
And there's a third Anvil. There's Leaven again. There's another angle. But go down. Who is the girl there beside Andre? Jillian Hall. Whoa. The road has owned her.
Oh, my
Holy
God.
Shit.
Here's a better version.
Oh, my God. Math is... You know what? There's our show picture.
Yes. It's a
And then we'll tell everybody it's Emma to be relevant to this. Sid? Yeah.
Sid.
So there's the Uso again. The other picture of Jay. Right there. There's
Jeff
Matt.
Hardy.
No, there's Jeff. Yeah, and there's Matt. That's the same one. Who's that?
I don't know. Doesn't say.
He looks familiar, though.
Maven.
Wow. Lita.
Looks hot.
Lita looks totally hot. Not as hot as Caitlyn, but hot. Oh, there's Karma.
Oh, yeah.
And there's another Hall. Who's that one?
Nick Cage.
Nick Cage, okay. Oh my, that's like at least the fourth hall. There's Jannetty.
There's Marty Jannetty.
Looking a lot older than Sean did in his. Is that Al Snow? No, that's
Chris
Canyon.
Drunker than Canyon. Who's this?
I don't know. She's hot. Guess somebody is hot. Where's Cameron's? Where is Emma's? I think she was somebody in NXT who was released.
Ooh. Yeah, it looks that way. It's her.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody who was... Somebody was in NXT, whatever her name was.
Yeah.
Carly Leilani. Yeah. There's Alex Riley again. Is that a different one?
There's the Hurricane.
Oh, there's the Hurricane. Yeah, I think you're right. I think that was with Jericho. But go up again. Go up.
I'm going. I'm trying.
Yeah. Okay. To beside that hot chick, is that a different Alex Riley?
No, I think that's the same one.
Are you sure?
It's right here. Alex Riley?
Okay. Yeah, all right, it's
the same one.
It's
back further.
Yeah, okay.
All right, who else we got?
Oh, there's Cameron.
Yeah, thebomb.com.
Thebomb.com.
There's another Hurricane, is it not?
No, I don't think that's Hurricane. It's somebody else. That's Herbert Ortiz. Whoever that is.
The Hurricane. Herbert Ortiz. Herbert the Hurricane Ortiz.
Who's that besides Hardy? Yeah, there.
Oh, it's a football, Christian football guy.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, that's stupid.
It's not a wrestler. Angle again. Oh, there's one of... That's the second time I've seen...
That's the snowbank one.
That's the second time. Below that is the second time I've seen Ted DiBiase. Ted DiBiase Jr. Who's that?
That's just Jason Kidd.
Oh, Jason Kidd. Oh. But there's... see, right there, isn't that DiBiase?
Here?
No, besides Barkley.
I don't think so. Zach Skates.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who that is. There's Kid Rock. That's a good one.
That's tremendous.
He's been on a Kid Rock.
He was on Raw once.
In WrestleMania.
That's awesome.
He performed at WrestleMania. That counts.
Yeah, that counts. Yeah, that's tremendous. There's Hall again. There's two or more different
another
halls.
Another one of Hall, yeah.
It's like six for Hall. Oh,
is that Shawn
tremendous.
Michaels one?
How can we not have one of Lou Albano in all this?
I know, right?
There's Vince Neil and Motley Crue. Oh, my God.
Horace Hogan again.
Yeah, I think we're getting into other celebrities now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson.
Holy crap. Yeah. Mike Tyson, of course.
Yeah. He's on WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, he's a Hall of Famer, goddammit.
Goddammit. All right, yeah. I think we've run out of...
Yeah, it's pretty good, though.
I'm going to type in Lou Albano mugshot, though.
Just because it's got to exist. Well, he was definitely arrested. The question is whether or not there's a public mugshot, right? That's the only question, but you'd think... Well, there's the Sandman.
Yo!
Were you arrested, Sandman?
Yeah.
How is Jimmy Snuka? Oh, look for Jimmy. Oh, there's Morello again, but that's the same one. There's at least two of it. Is that another?
That's a different Luger.
That's a different Luger, too. You're right.
I think this was I beat up Elizabeth Luger. How much
does this kind of way it says?
Huh. Yeah, see, because here's one. One mugshot.
And another mugshot. Tremendous. Right. Oh.
One more go around here.
Oh, there's Reba and Jeff. Or Matt.
Yeah, Rebby and
Reba and Remy. Or
Reba!
Yeah. Yeah, just type in Jimmy Snuka mugshot.
What is this thing?
Dan Spivey. He's that really skinny one.
That's way
Dan Spivey mugshot. I remember seeing that one. You gotta see this. You can't believe what he looks like.
Let's see here.
Dan Spivey mugshot. That's it.
Oh my god. I saw him a few times and I just went right by him.
Yeah, because you didn't realize he's a wrestler.
Because
he looks.
Because I thought it was Dr. Kevorkian. I did.
He looks like a shop teacher, like in like a high school shop teacher or gym teacher.
Yeah.
Pissed off one. That's Dan Spivey. Doesn't look at all like him.
He was arrested for telling people that lives were going to be in his hands.
Okay, and so name? I just sober
oh, no,
choice.
Him sober.
Now that he's sobered up, he looks better.
Yeah, but
he looked like hell.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that there below? Is that a wrestler? Is
Mike Enos?
Yeah. Oh, is that Enos again?
Yeah, that's Enos again.
Oh, Enos the Penis? Enos. And there's Chris Daniels.
Enos the Penis? Who's this?
I don't know. Nobody.
B. Brian Blair.
Was that B. Brian Blair? Whose mugshot?
B. Brian Blair's mugshot.
Tremendous. Okay, again. Type in... Oh, there's Tomko.
Yeah, there's Tomko.
Yes.
Whatever. Who's this now?
I don't know. I should recognize that. Who was that?
No. Mm-hmm. Nobody we should recognize.
Looks like somebody we should recognize.
Yeah, I know. It's...
Who was the one I just said a few minutes ago to... there's DiBiase. For sure. On the right-hand side?
Here.
DiBiase? Junior.
Yeah, Junior.
Junior. He was arrested twice for drunk driving, right?
Brian Christopher's is great.
It is great because he's so happy. He's all beat up and...
Someone's taking my
picture. Jimmy Snuka. Go type in Jimmy Snuka. I want to see if there's a Jimmy Snuka mugshot.
I love this one.
How can there not be another Shawn Michaels?
He's taller than Nash. He's taller than the 2 meters.
Yeah. Well, so is almost Swagger, man. Jimmy Snuka? Mugshot. You know, I wouldn't mind giving a shot to Caitlyn's mug.
I don't think...
You know who also had a mugshot? Rosa.
That's true.
Oh, there isn't one. That's a disappointment. Rosa Mendez mugshot. Turn safe search off and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
What about Andrew Jackson mugshot?
I was just thinking that.
Whatever his real name is, he probably needs Jackson Andrews mugshot. See, it was her who got the mugshot.
Money shot.
Money shot, yeah. Well, same thing. Val Venus.
There's a Reverend Jesse Jackson. And a whole bunch of black
looks
guys.
Like he's been arrested more than once. All right. Let's call it a night.
It's just like a whole bunch of black guys. Is that racist? Well,
Jackson Andrews sounds like a name that would, I don't know, possibly be that.
Who else was I thinking of? Oh, Christ.
No. Actually, you can type that in. Christ mugshot. Which reminds me. That reminds me of a joke.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Hearing Jesus loves you. It's a wonderful thing. Unless you're in Mexican jail. Is that a joke there?
Yeah. I get it. That's funny because Mexican people are named Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. And they're going to fuck you up your ass.
No Iron Sheik mugshot.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh, hey. What do you call cheese that's not yours?
Mine!
Nacho cheese.
Really? Okay, we're stretching here now.
I know. Let's go out. Let's go. We're done.
We done, Gus?
We're done.
We're done? We're gun dust. Done.
Hour 43 minutes. I can't take it anymore. It's fucking hot in here.
Well, okay. I just wanted to let you know that Emma has been released.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Emma has been released.
I wish they'd make up their goddamn minds. But you know what? They finally have. And
it's probably the right
decision. I think all the bad press here.
Do you have the app here? Do you have this on
the WWE app? I missed Kofi Kingston winning. I only saw it on replay.
Popping on my thing here.
What's it saying?
Emma has been rehired.
Oh. I thought it was going to happen. I knew it. I mean, she deserves it. She got screwed.
It's the greatest story of all time.
Really is. Her mugshot. You know, she didn't actually... Do you see her mugshot?
No.
She's not Caitlyn hot. She's not Lita hot.
Why didn't we
But she
that?
Is Sunny hot. More than. Emma mugshot. WWE mugshot. She just looks miserable. Well, you typed in Emma or Emma?
Emma.
And try it again. Why didn't that come up? Why we still got Iron Sheik? Not that I'm complaining. Oh, there it is. She looks miserable.
Well, yes. Apparently she got arrested in front of the arena.
Yes, in front of everybody.
That is so great.
Because apparently they have a quota for the amount of arrests they need to make or people prosecuted for stealing from Walmart, and they're below their quota. So they were going after anybody they could.
Well, that's fine. I mean, that doesn't... That's perfect. I mean, the fact is, she stole a $30 iPad case.
$21
iPad case. Mm-hmm. What?
I know. And you know, the thing is, the rules, we're here in Canada where the rules are different. Literally, if you walk out doing that, even if you can actually steal something right in front of somebody and walk out without paying, and they cannot accuse you of stealing. They can only ask you to come back in and pay. Sir, I'm afraid you must have forgotten, or miss, ma'am, I'm afraid you must have forgotten that item. If you would please come in and pay for it, I'm sure you didn't mean to steal.
Yes.
You can't accuse them, technically accuse them of anything.
No.
So all they can say is, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. And they could actually be trying to steal. It's a totally different mindset.
And here is our show picture.
And kind of a shitty one. Ah, it's probably all over Facebook already, but fuck it, do it. It's pretty good.
I like it.
I don't like it more than Booker T.
That's true, we're going to use Booker. But yeah, I think that's...
R-Truth. He's got to have a mugshot. I don't care that much.
No, I don't.
But he would have been young, though.
Yeah.
He would have been young.
That's true. He probably might have been one of the guys that I skipped past because he was so young, right?
Yeah, exactly. Think about wouldn't recognize him.
Because he's like 84.
So anyways, again, on iTunes, rate us and star us and do all that stuff.
Yeah, rate us
and star us. Write Bone a host if you want to fuck me.
Right,
You know. And that, oh, and if you're, I'll be more likely to fuck you if
you're a woman.
Nah, I don't care anymore.
Or a sheep.
I'm in a dry spell.
That's true.
What do you say to a sheep? What do you put a sheep? Why do you always fuck it?
How can you be in a dry spell carrying so much water weight?
What do you say to a sheep? Why do you always want to fuck it when in front of a cliff? And that way it'll push back.
I don't know. What do you say?
Anyways, the plugs.
The plugs.
Oh, yes. Shawn Michaels. Hair
plugs. We are at We Talk Wrestling on Twitter. WeTalkWrestling.com is a fabulous website where you can hear all the shows and you can subscribe to get an email every time a new show comes online. I hope everybody liked our rendition or our thoughts of reliving the Iron Man match.
That was fun, especially the part where the dog just whines for 3 minutes straight
because
you left him behind.
It's not because I left him behind. The match was boring.
Is that what he was?
I was whining. Yes. But my dog knew what the BH and the SM stood for on the screen. Mm-hmm. So. But I think...
people in Anaheim didn't.
They did not. They did not.
Well,
they haven't gotten to M in the alphabet yet. Mm-hmm. So, it's high school. It's only 12 grades. We are...
You
Facebook.
Managed to do it in 12?
What? I did it when I was 12. Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling is a great Facebook page. We've got a lot of new likes on that, people following along on the Facebook, which we appreciate. I mentioned at WeTalkWrestling on the Twitter machine. Addie, at WeTalkWrestling is a great way to email contact us. You can also leave us a message on our contact us page on the website.
Our
web page.
Our what page, though? It's the what? Contact page?
Contact us. Is it not?
Contact us.
Does it not say contact us?
I don't know. I thought you called it something else.
I said contact us.
Oh.
Brings it right to Dixie Carter. So you can tell her to fuck off. Your company sucks. Should die. Whole company should just die.
And it will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it will.
They got enough money to keep their daughter happy for a long time, so
it's true.
The Carters want to.
Their daughter will be happy for 6 billion years, just not in a wrestling company.
All right, and keep going. You done?
Stitcher is a great way to do it. The TuneIn Radio app, and as well as you'd mentioned, iTunes.
iTunes, rate us, comment.
Comment and rate us. Actually, comment and rating us is just as important to us as anything else
on
there. So that's fantastic.
And next show, start sending in Twitter questions that you want answered on the show.
That would be wonderful because we are going to do that next show because we presume not as much cool stuff will happen.
Yeah, it'd be hard to. It was a really great Raw. Better than Money in the Bank. That's one thing. It left me to those people sitting there going, oh, should we get the network? Shouldn't we get the network? Why? You just put on... Everything that you put on that show, you should have put on the pay-per-view. So people are like, fuck, I gotta get this network so I can see this.
Yeah.
Because it's like, wow, you just put Jericho's Return, AJ's Return, all that stuff on Raw. And I'm like, you know, I can miss Money in the Bank because Raw's better.
Yeah, Raw was better.
So it's actually stupid of them.
Yeah, you're right. That's very much... I can agree with that. at least one of the returns, if not both, I would say both, should have been on. And there's no reason you couldn't have had, if you knew AJ was coming back, you know, there's no way of knowing, right? So
exactly.
How do you think now that, like, they're married, so Punk's just like, yeah, go. Yeah. Go on the road.
Probably. Probably. But, I hear you're trying to get your wife a job, your upcoming nuptials, you're trying to get your wife a job on the road after.
Yeah, yeah. It'll own her.
We're done.
In the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
It's weird. I've started calling your wife instead of the producer.
Emma's been rehired.